If you read ancient history, you'll often hear that Israel was at the center of ancient civilizations. People from Europe had to go through Israel to get to Egypt or Asia. Those from Africa had to come through Israel. So there were many people coming back and forth. And of course, oftentimes Israel was conquered again and again. Just a couple of examples. Alexander the Great conquered Jerusalem and entered the city on a war horse with a helmet, with plumes. So a great conqueror, with full of majesty. And then later we have Pompey, the Roman general who conquered Jerusalem and slaughtered many of the Jews and also desecrated the temple. And then another Roman soldier who became an emperor, Titus, came into Jerusalem, conquered it, and destroyed the temple. And all of these entered the area with great armies and pomp and circumstance. What a contrast it is when we heard that first gospel reading in the back of church of Jesus, who himself is a conqueror, who is a great king, who is the Savior of the world, enters Jerusalem not on a war horse or in glory with all sorts of soldiers following him, but he comes on a colt that had never been ridden. He comes in simplicity, and yet many of the people recognized who he was and praised him. But what a contrast. Here we have God, who is the supreme conqueror, conqueror of sin and death, and yet he doesn't have the pomp and splendor that Alexander the Great had or others in history. And yet Jesus comes into Jerusalem as a humble servant, an obedient servant. He gave himself up to the cross to save us. So a wonderful lesson in humility when we think of our salvation. Jesus conquered sin and death not through the power of human beings or armies or weapons, but simply through his goodness, through the love of God. And we still have that love of God today. And if we wish to be faithful to him, we too have to be servants. We too have to be slaves like Jesus. We have to be obedient. We have to be humble. We have to put aside our own ego so that we can tell others about Jesus, so others too can share in the victory of Jesus. So we begin Holy Week with that understanding that Jesus is the true conqueror, the true Savior, and giving himself up to the cross was an act of obedience and of humility, and we must do the same. Again, always following him, being servants to one another, not counting the cost, but always doing what we can so that others can come to the Lord. So we're called to keep that in mind through Holy Week so that when we get to Easter and celebrate the victory of Jesus over the power of sin and death, we won't forget that it was through his cross, through his humility, through his obedience that sin and death were conquered. And so we too conquer sin and death through being humble and obedient servants of the Father.